Madhusudan, yeah, I just remembered, you had a question also you wanted to ask.
There's a question. Is this a totally other topic? I got initiated by His Grace
Gopal
Krishna Maharaj. And, well, it's a bit difficult. It's, you know, sometimes I ask myself, why it's, you know, if you're too long alone with your mind in a flat, then the mind might come up and play with you. So sometimes, you know, I just ask, you know, I have all my good friends here, and they all got their spiritual masters. I can see them very often. So I ask myself, you know, I got Diksha, and that's actually very important for me. I see it as a very important thing for my improvement in spiritual life. And there are many days, like in the last weeks, I've been feeling very much the presence of my spiritual master. Really a lot. And I've never had this experience the last 4 years ago. Not so intense. I know it has to do something with my own desire. And I actually, at this point in my life, I really have this, I've never had the strong desire as actually at the moment to make even more improvement. I really want to. That's, that, you know, the last 8 years was just, you know, you go with the flow and you go with the devotees, you make good distribution. But at this moment, I really, you know, I really want to hold it. So sometimes, you know, why is this? You know, why, you know, can't I see my Gurudev? You know. So it's not really a question, it's just a,
okay.
You know, and then I ask myself, Shiksha is even more important. Although, you know, you got Diksha from Guru. But sometimes, you know, you are you in person and you think, so what can I do? You know, why is my situation?
The first thing I would say, that you should go and spend some time where your Guru Maharaj is. That's not difficult. From Germany, I mean, he spends a lot of time in India. He spends time in Russia also.
Yes.
If you can't go all the way to India, why don't you go and spend time in Russia? Right? That's one thing. Find out what his schedule is, and then make it a point to spend time around him, near him. Because, you know, it's a personal relationship, you know, like it's personal. Spiritual life is personal. Guru-disciple relationship is personal. That will be my first point. The second point is that fortunately we have this wonderful spiritual family, ISKCON. So in this family we are never alone. Right? Although you may not have the direct association of your spiritual master may be away. But in the family you have, so as you mentioned, like you have your uncles, you have your brothers, you have your cousins, right? So that compensates for absence of the father. Although you're not getting the association of the father so much. But, you know, so many other members of the family are giving it as a spiritual association. That is the saving grace, another advantage that we have. And the third point, as you asked about Shiksha, yes, You see, Diksha Guru is one, but Shiksha Guru can be many. Wherever we get spiritual inspiration, we take that. And we remain grateful. And that is the meaning of Shiksha. There are other senior devotees who are here, who are guiding you, who are inspiring you. Take advantage of them. And also, you know, like you will find that even your, you know, brothers, your cousins, your friends, you know, are helping you. So that is also a kind of Shiksha relationship. And ultimately, of course, Prabhupada is there. The most important Shiksha Gurus, Shiksha Guru of all the devotees. Prabhupada is the Shiksha Guru of not only his disciples, Prabhupada is the Shiksha Guru of all the devotees of ISKCON for all time. Because whose Shiksha we are actually taking? It's Prabhupada's Shiksha that we are simply reinforcing, we are simply giving out what Prabhupada gave. That's why our classes we conduct based on Srila Prabhupada's books. All whatever we say is has to be in line with Srila Prabhupada. So don't worry, spiritually you're safe. Nothing to worry about. And this situation is not only your situation, that's the situation most of the devotees of ISKCON, the second generation. And come to think of it, you know, like sometimes, you know, your spiritual master, Diksha Guru, may not be present on the planet. Then what will you do? So, you know, although that will be a very big loss, but at the same time, the wonderful arrangement Srila Prabhupada made through the family. Like, when the father dies, what do the other members of the family do? They shower their affections to his children. Because they know that, you know, how much they need their affection. So Prabhupada has given us the perfect family, spiritual family. And if we just stay in that family, becoming properly situated, our spiritual perfection will be guaranteed. And if I, when I see your Guru Maharaj next time, I'll tell him about it. And I'll tell him to come to Germany. He's very busy, but still, I'll request him to spend some time, take some time and come here. Thank you, my sister.